Recording.
You really threw off my timing there, dude. I hit the button way before you said recording.
Sorry.
Yeah, more work for Ray. Doesn't affect me.
You're a monster.
Opening the channel. Sometime. I gotta scroll down. I don't know where it is. There we go. Gruz for the win.
Nice. I'll have to read that article, but that's disappointing. Who's this Kevin guy who gets to decide what's canon or not?
Kevin Feige?
Why is he special?
Because he runs the MCU.
Oh, okay. So all these good shows that I'm looking at here on Netflix were all, I imagined them?
Yep.
Boo.
I think it's funny that you had that picture there and hi, I'm Danny Rand, it's not in it. I just think that's hilarious that he's not in the picture. We gotta wait for Sartu to finish watching Masked Singer. Before we can start this show. Patch? Patch, how are things in merry old New Angleland? Nobody murdered themselves after Tom Brady won the Super Bowl without the rest of the Patriots?
That's a fair and correct answer. However, I'm going to open the show with a developer question for Patch to satisfy my own needs.
Good,
so I was playing this game the other day, and I need to know more about how how computer countdown tiles that go off simultaneously are resolved. So I'm in a match, and Loki's not trickery, the one where he drinks your milkshake. I don't remember what that power is called.
Neither do I.
So one of those countdown tiles goes off, and it takes away some of my stuff. Then the next countdown tile to resolve in the same action is Scarlet Witch's turns things purple.
Mm-hmm.
And then a second one of Loki's things went off.
Yeah,
why do we take a break in between Loki countdown tiles resolving to let other people resolve their actions?
Yeah, they go top down,
left,
right.
They go off in order. Left. Oh. Okay. That makes total sense. I'm still a little tiny bit confused, but I'm okay with that.
I'm so used to saying it because I use, what's his name? Two-star guy every day where you make a match five and he puts those
Hawkeye
rapid shot tiles everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm always used to watching how those pop off the screen.
Okay.
All right. Sartoot's tuned in after watching Masked Singer. I think we can start.
Good.
Don't spoil it. No spoilers. We'll talk next week. True Believers, welcome to the 284th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hello.
Hi.
It's not sub-zero outside for once. That's really nice.
It hasn't been sub-zero in quite a while.
Yeah, anything lower than 60, sub-zero, Ray.
Oh, man, are you old.
My zero starts at 60. This is the week of March 10th. To the 17th, still forever in the year of our COVID.
Oh, speaking of Sub-Zero, did you see what's coming out for my birthday this year?
Yeah,
and
more coming.
Yeah, a rated R remake of, not remake, a rated R brand new Mortal Kombat movie.
I just don't know if they can beat the original one, because I love that movie.
I don't know, we'll see. I'm excited.
That movie is so hokey and fantastic at the same time.
That's why it's amazing. Like, it's just so ridiculous. You're never going to beat Lambert as Raiden. So, you know.
I don't know. I'm optimistic for this new one.
Why is this Belgian guy the, like, you know, Japanese god of lightning? I don't understand.
I don't know. He co-stars right next to John Wayne as Genghis Khan.
That's true. True story.
I never had a problem.
Be loose about these sort of things.
I never had a problem with Christopher Lambert because I just like him so much and everything he's been
too.
In. I'm like, he's Raiden? That's crazy. All right, let's get to it.
Yeah. I'm sold.
Raiden. All right, now over your 5-day 4-star crash.
Oh, my liver.
Last Wednesday, Ian had not yet played Jubal's Lee. Did you play Jubilees?
Yeah, she beat up on Dazzler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dazzler's a chump. She went down easy.
Number next was Elektra versus someone I've already forgotten.
I don't know. I haven't played it yet, to be honest. I got distracted by Owen's birthday.
Yeah.
And then the rest of my puzzle quest time was devoted to solving the puzzle gauntlet.
Gotcha. The three-star blade.
Yeah, it's not the forgotten four-star. It's actually three-star blade, so.
Right. That's very viable, very, very achievable for me.
Yeah, definitely. You have her fully covered, and Blade is the perfect opponent for her. He puts out those strike tiles that she can steal, and yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Dance your way to death. And then coming up number next is Sabretooth versus the Wolverine. What do you got in your Sabretooth land? 1-5-2, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, no, my five's not in the winning power, but it could happen. We'll see.
All right. Storyland, Strange Sights is running now. They get you Squirrel Girl, a Throg, some Adam Warlock shards. Placement is Cindy Lou Who and some Yellow Jacket shards. That's followed up by The Hunt. They get you Black Panther, Cindy Lou, Yellow Jacket. Placement is Scorpion and shards for insert new character here. Then next story after that is the intro to new character.
Nice.
Space Season kicked off. The Assassin for Hire is running. That'll get you Elektra. Kara Leaderdine. Placement is Kate Bishop with some Iceman shards. And in your
Jesus shards.
Yeah. He is not in a Marvel comic, I don't think. And then in your simulator for this season, it is Magneto, She-Hulk, and Throg. So you can get some extra Throg there. Alrighty, let me tell you about this new character.
Ooh, a new character.
They do.
Could you remind me of what the clue was? Was there a clue?
Yeah, it was not blue-gray. Something like that.
That sounds right.
So it turns out to be the 5-star Phoenix version of Colossus.
Oh.
We could have given me 5-star Phoenix version of Namor. That would be much cooler, Patch.
Is he a member of the Phoenix 5?
He was.
Was he?
He was.
Wow. It could happen then.
Yeah, that would be super exciting. But
if it happens, you should shave your beard in celebration.
You're just jealous about how bad it is.
Don't pray. It's like the Titanic and the Hindenburg and just all rolled into one.
Yeah, it's real bad.
It really is upsetting.
So Colossus is a yellow, black, blue character. His yellow passive, which seems to be the best power, I think. Colossus match damage is increased by 70%, and Colossus' allies take 46% less damage. As you level it up at level 5, your match damage is increased by 126%, and allies take 83% less match damage. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
His black power is called Purification for a bargain of 6 black. Colossus deals some damage, creates enemy strike tiles. If he's not already in the front, deal an additional set of damage. At level 5, you're dealing 2875 damage, an additional 1916. If he's already in the front, enemy strike tiles created are reduced down to strength 49.
Oh, okay.
And then the blue power for 9 blue, neutralization, removes a chosen enemy special tile and deals damage. However, even at level 5, you're only dealing 951 damage.
With what's it? Is this the blue ability?
Yeah. So for a 5-star, you might as well deal 1.
What else does the ability do?
Removes a enemy special tile.
Oh, that seems important-ish.
But you get to pick the special tiles, so that's nice.
Oh, that's even better. That sounds juicy. I like that he is all about protecting.
I really wanted some double secret throw you into space.
It is in there. It is in there. If you collect 30 of every AP with 5-star Colossus, it deletes the app from your phone, wipes it, and reloads it. You pair that with Fastball Special, and you die. It's the best ability ever.
All right, so his release events, the Stalwart Colossus cover store runs the 11th to the 21st. Chance to get him there. Your odds are increased if you buy more pulls. The Pyotr Rasputin Limited Vault runs the 18th to the 22nd. 40 things in there, 1 legendary store token, 1 4-star Scorpion, and some other things. The Ashes to Ashes store that token's good for, 15% chance to get Colossus, Apocalypse, and Archangel.
Oh.
Interesting, not the new Scott. You would think you'd get, you know.
Well, they just had a new Scott special vault.
Well, you could double up on Scott. No one wants.
That's true.
Yeah.
sure someone would like that.
Command points there, 25 CP to buy more. He's in the placement rewards, shards for him in the hunt, as we said. The Introducing Colossus runs the 11th to the 18th. He's featured in Operation Spider Silk that runs the 14th to the 19th as a progression reward. And versus tournaments, the... wow, that's weird. Why does it... Seems to be something wrong there. It tells me that the Hooked on a Field and Star-Lord event, you can get Yellow Jacket as a placement reward. Well, I don't care.
Well, and then Yellow Jacket.
I guess. And with 14th to 17th, it looks like his event is called Chrome Dome.
Cool.
So, there you go, Pyotr Rasputin.
Which, for no reason, reminds me. Any chance that you watched the MMA this weekend?
I did not. It was even on, like, free TV, wasn't it?
I don't know. I watched it on a totally legal outlet.
I got you.
It was definitely a I'll talk about it later, because it was just an odd mixed bag. There was just one fight that was super disappointing, because it started off really good. One of the fighters was down on his hands and knees, and the ref goes, "He's a downed fighter, back up," and his opponent goes, "Okay," and kneed him in the head and knocked him out. And the ref came out and went, "Oh, I'm sorry to see that. You just lost the fight. You're no longer the champion. Please go home." I was like, wow, that was a really sad ending to an exciting fight.
Man, all fours has never been I'm down before.
It has been for the last 25 years.
No, usually you have to be on your back to not get kneed to the head anymore.
If your knees are on the ground, you cannot get a knee to the head.
Oh, God, I miss the old rules.
I know you do, Craig. That's because you don't like to move forward in life. You like to watch The Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
That's true. Watching Dan Severn lower his knee into the polar bear's head one gazillion times in a row. Or no, No, what was the Russian guy?
Yes, that's who Dan was fighting, the polar bear got beat up by Tank.
Yeah, you're right. No, I'm thinking there was a match with the Russian guy was on the mat.
Who was the master of Sambo? What was his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Oleg Tektarov.
Yeah. But I just remember that he was getting the unlimited amounts of knees to his head. Yeah. And he had all the gallons of blood pouring out of his head. And he's like, "Why are you calling the fight? I'm fine."
Yeah. He's like, "I'm good.
I'm going to win this fight yet."
Yep. He was good. I miss him.
Yeah. Good times.
All right. I'm back.
That's it. That's all I got for news.
Okay, good.
Any other news going on?
No, I got all my news resolved. I was curious about countdowns.
All right.
Raimondo?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I don't have anything.
Right. I got my first shot.
Oh, that's news.
Yeah. Yep, I got my first shot yesterday.
Are you on the Pfizer train or the Moderna train?
I don't ride either of the trains, but I was happy to take whichever one they gave me, and it happened to be Moderna. Okay. I said, "Can I get a shot?" They said, "Sure, come down tomorrow." And then they gave me one. It was nice. Drawing ever closer to getting my hair cut again, hanging around Ray without a mask, just living the dream in general.
Man, you could grow a beard.
I could. Wait, I have a beard.
Did you forget?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Is it a sweet, sweet, ridiculous COVID beard?
No.
That is useless.
Really? It does have very limited powers.
It's got nothing. All right, well, if there's no more news, Ian, hit me up with the top three.
All right, so this week on the top three, we decided to explore our top three infomercials. Now, you know, I feel like any sort of it doesn't have to be a full 30-minute infomercial for it to qualify. You know, as long as it is a late-night, made-for-TV product that, or, you know, product that airs when nothing else is airing on, like, Sunday at 1 on one of the networks, I think it falls into this. I had a lot of different criteria that I based mine on, things that I've owned, things that I enjoyed the actual infomercial, or, you know, things that were actually entertaining or useful. So I guess I'll start. My third favorite is the Slap Chop, because I love Vince. I know it turns out that he's not a real nice guy, but he was a really awkward host. He seemed really smarmy. His hair was incredible, and he was all about having a bad day. Slap your cares away with the Slap Chop.
I do not have any idea. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Wow.
Yeah, this is like a dices your vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not just your vegetables. Right?
I'm sorry. You're right.
Do you know how much,
Ian,
they charge for,
tell
for
me more,
at the ice cream parlor? You just take, Vince says, you know, take a look at my nuts. You just toss them here in the Slap Chop. Bam. One chop. There you go. They go on your ice cream. Bam. One chop. You're going to love my nuts. Thanks, Bruce. Yep, that was it. You, This is just a boring hard-boiled egg, but bam, slap chop. Now, look, it's diced, it's sliced. Yep, absolutely. You don't have to change blades. You can just slap it, slap it, slap it. Oh, man, I missed the slap chop. Okay. Oh, Vince is so creepy. Ray, what do you got? I know you hate infomercials, so I'm ready.
I do, but I enjoyed your interpretation of that one. I don't think I ever saw that infomercial. Mm. But I do hate infomercials just generally. So what I went with was I picked some that have usefulness. Like, there are a whole bunch that I think are just stupid. But I picked the ones that have, like, good possible usefulness. Ones that I've, you know, had experience with in real life. And, okay, you know, it's a thing. I get it. So number three on that list is OxiClean.
Sure.
It is...
That's just an okay product.
It is a decent product. You. It really does get stains out, like, fairly well. Like, it is a thing. Yep. What was the guy's name? Was that Billy...
That was Billy
Mays. Yeah, Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here for OxiClean.
Yeah, he was a bit too loud. That was... I really didn't care for that.
He was really loud.
I was talking Billy Mays.
Yeah. No, Billy Mays was
yeah,
really
I was
loud.
Talking about Billy Mays. Totally fine. I mean,
oh, okay.
You are
I
loud
saying,
as well.
I was really loud.
Yes. Yes, you are the Billy Mays of the Puzzle Warriors 3, yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, you can't do a Billy Mays without being really loud.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
That's good. I like that. That's a good product. It's very popular. I support that. Craig, what do you got?
My number three, I went with the good old Thank You, Thighmaster.
Nice.
That Thighmaster commercial, I swear, ran for years.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it was forever the Thighmaster.
Suzanne Summers probably made a lot of money
on that
product.
Man, that completely resurrected her out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
Three's Company really had closed down, she disappeared. All of a sudden, boom, Thighmaster.
So, my number two is kind of the opposite of the Thighmaster in a way. I put it, it's my number two because I enjoyed it. Because it worked, and it's P90X.
Hmm.
Now, I didn't understand the craze of P90X because I've used it, and I had done it all. It's just exercise. Like, you watch the tapes, and they're like, you know what? If you work hard and exercise hard, then you get some results from your exercise. I'm like, yeah, that's super true, but how did you package this in such a brilliant way? And they're like, we can't tell you. That's why we're rich. But I mean, that's totally why I supported the P90X, because it was never, you know, it was never a Thighmaster. It was never any other, like, you know, quick weight loss, quick exercise, like exercise while you're sleeping. Have this thing strapped around your body and it tasers your muscles and makes you strong while you sleep. I was like, I don't think that's true. This was like, watch these videos and work really hard and you'll get decent results.
Is that the Dave Virtual School of Exercise?
With tasing oneself?
That's right.
So that was my number two.
Alrighty. So my number two, again, I went for a product that's kind of useful. And I didn't mind the commercials. They were entertaining. The Ginsu knife.
Yeah.
The Ginsu knife, you know, it dices, it slices
it. It slices it, you know, look, and for God knows what reason, you can cut through this tube of frozen orange juice. I don't know why you need to do that.
Or a tin
but
can.
But you can.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, you could cut through a tin can. It'll still slice this tomato.
Yep.
Razor thin.
Now,
razor thin.
It really is just a knife, and they aren't actually all that great of knives. However, it is a product that will cut things, so...
Yeah, for a modestly priced knife, it's okay.
Right, exactly.
You get... It's not a miracle knife, but for its price point, you get slightly more knife than you pay for, so I think it's worth
but
it.
But wait, there's more. Order now, and you can get two of the fillet knife, two of the chopping knives.
And two of the paring knives?
That's right.
How many installments of 1995 will that
just
take?
Just three.
Oh, that's easy. Do you accept CODs?
Yes, of course.
Sorry, no CODs.
My number two, I went with, again, a product that took someone who had evaporated from the world and came back in a big way, the George Foreman grill.
That's a good grill.
Everyone had forgotten that George Foreman existed because he had been retired. The George Foreman grill comes out. He becomes heavyweight champion again. It's all, you know, he makes more money from the George Foreman grill than the guy who actually made the George Foreman grill, which is brilliant.
He deserves it. That was a good grill. You could grill indoors. What more did you want? And the fat just drains away.
Yeah.
That was definitely on my honorable mentions list because it is a useful product.
Yeah. Yeah, it has, you got it in a variety of sizes. Yeah, really, honestly, if that guy hadn't named every one of his 700 kids George,
yep.
I would like him a lot more.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I mean, he's entertaining. You know, he was excellent athlete, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, yeah, he has to be a jerk and name, yeah, his like 11 boys all named George.
That's just a level of vanity that I can't understand.
Man, what's number one then, Arian?
Oh, so my number one is, I've never had it, so I don't know if it's a viable product or not, but it was an infomercial that I did enjoy, and it's been parodied many times. It's the Juice Man Juicer. If you just juice that stuff, you get superpowers.
Just juice it.
That guy was so old and so energetic.
Is that the Jack LaLanne one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, his juicer.
He would drink the green juice and then, you know, tow a semi-truck with a rope that he's holding in his teeth. You know, and he's, you know, backing up, holding the rope in his teeth, and he's just dragging the thing down the road.
Yeah, I feel like the juicer was, you know, top tier as far as infomercials go.
Sorry, I was enjoying the GIF online. All right, so my number one, I went with one of the... what I think is one of the originals. I always think of it when I think of infomercials. The ShamWow.
Oh.
Yeah.
It actually does
Vince
absorb
again.
Liquid.
Vince strikes again.
Like 10 times its weight in liquid. Like, this is an actual thing. So.
I love race criteria.
I never purchased one. I've never owned one. However, I have witnessed one, and they are actually pretty decent.
Everybody, listen to me.
I'm with you, Cruz. How do you know about ShamWow? Didn't see Slap Chop. These are all Vince products.
Yeah, that's definitely a Vince product. Well, he was originally ShamWow. That was his whole thing.
Yeah, that was his springboard to fame. I agree.
And what was the name of the guy who had to take over when Billy Mays OD'd on the cocaine?
You know, I can't think of his name right now.
Phil Swift, apparently.
Oh, there you go. Phil Swift here for my friend Billy Mays and OxyClean.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Phil Swift commercial for, like, they have like a high budget OxyClean commercial now, and Phil's in it. It's very off putting. I don't love it.
Oh, my number one was race number two. It always goes back to the Ginsu steak knives. that commercial. Yeah, it slices it, it dices, it does the whole shebang. It, you know, it used rocket age, space age materials to provide me a super fine laser sharpened edge that, you know, yada yada, do the other thing, you know. Yeah, that's the Ginsu knives. There you go.
That's one. I'm happy you chose that because I didn't know it would be that you would choose, but like I can always count on you to not like appreciate or be aware of anything that's occurred in the last two decades.
That's right.
I was like, what are Craig's going to be? And I'm like, I should just look up, like, the oldest original infomercials, and he'll be like, those are the best.
That's right. I mean, we could have done the Showtime Rotisserie Grill.
Now, see, I feel like my honorable mention, again, and I feel like we've discussed it on this show, is, I don't even remember what it's called. It's the hilarious recordings for your answering machine.
Oh. You got to wait for the beep, that one, yeah.
Got to wait for the beep.
You got to leave your name, you got to leave your number.
Oh, man. Oh, why wasn't that on my list? I'm so sad.
Good point.
Oh, this is the end.
One of the of my honorable mentions, Sluggo mentioned, the help I've fallen and I can't get up, the life call / life alert.
Yeah. Life alert.
Yeah. I hated those commercials. Man, I'm so sick of that phrase.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up.
I mean, after a while, though, I forget which one was first. Life call, I think, was the first one. And then Life Alert took over? I don't remember. But in either case, when they took over, they changed the commercial, and the new commercial was, like, devastating. It wasn't, I've fallen and I can't get up, like, kind of humorous thing. It was this, like, dramatic music with an old woman laying there dying. Like, it was the most horrendous infomercial. and then, you know, you gotta mention the clapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've owned several of those. They are... not cool. I thought they would be cool. They were not. I was really disappointed in my clapper.
But it's a simple clapping. Clap on, clap off.
Yeah, I never got the cadence right. It was odd.
They give it to you in the show. Clap on.
I know, and it didn't work that easily. I'm telling you. I thought when I was a youngster, I would buy one, and it would be ironic and cool. I was wrong on all counts.
That clapper.
Although I gotta say, while this was going on, there was a mini meme war here in chat. And while Samurai outpaced Donkey Teeth by a good, like, 15 seconds, Donkey Teeth's meme I can enjoy without having to click on it. So, kind of gives it the edge.
Oh, there was one other one I wanted to mention. The Magic Bullet. Did you see the Magic Bullet?
Oh, sure, the Magic Bullet, yep.
Make your own, like, mini little drink. It's like a drink blender. Not just drinks.
A mini blender. Absolutely. No, I had... No, those are very effective. We made a lot of baby food for Owen in
Magic Bullet. Yeah, useful. Made my list.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just a good product.
Oogie doogie.
Okie doke, then.
Yeah. Right on. Good job, guys.
Ian, move over to trivia.
Yes. So, in honor of the upcoming Falcon and Bucky show, last week's trivia was asking about the sequence of words to activate the Winter Soldier. And I believe they are longing, rusted, furnace, daybreak, 17, benign, I can't read my own handwriting, 9, homecoming, 1, freight car. That's elaborate. That is something people will not say accidentally.
What are my orders, sir?
and yep, convenient and easy to remember. Let's see. Oh, how about this? So this week, I'm asking this because I finally watched this for the first time right after the WandaVision finale. I finally watched the Captain Marvel movie. Oh. And I wanted to know, she tends to store her Tesseract in a lunchbox. What lunchbox does she store in?
Oh, wow, yeah. Huh.
So, if you know what type of lunchbox Captain Marvel stores her Tesseract in, then you have the answer for this week's trivia. I will reveal the answer next week.
Okie doke.
Yep.
Willie, I hear that the new postal system is, denied all mail.
It's overwhelmed, man. It is that you got too much.
It is. They're not getting paid overtime. Packages aren't getting delivered. Too many people order from Amazon. It's a mess.
It's true.
Or at least what we were sent, one comment is I have to delay it till next week. And the other comments were only suggestions for a synergy segment. So I do appreciate those. Those are great. But not going to just read them off on the listener comments. So, there you go. That's all we got.
Nice. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah. All right, then. Moving on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. Yeah, I heard Ian's clap. That was exciting.
Yeah, two claps.
Yeah, I gave it extra juice this week. I was excited by all the excellent characters that are boosted in 4-star. But let's start with 3-star. The less excellent list. Psylocke, recently reworked, is boosted. She's got cheap powers, but they are ineffective. So if you would like to do more Psy Katana or more, what's a red one called? Psy something? No. I don't know. They're both cheap. You can do a little bit of damage with those, a little extra this week. Ragnarok, also recently reworked. Extra healing from his blue and extra damage from his green and red. Ooh, Spider-Man. Recently reworked so that his yellow does way too much damage when he's boosted. So if you like Spider-Man, this is the week to do damage with Spider-Man. Star-Lord, who I just got a little bit familiarized with during the Puzzle Gauntlet this week.
We should have talked about that. That was something we should have talked about.
Sure. This is a fine segue. We're in no hurry, right?
That is true. I guess we're way ahead. So
turns out his abilities do things.
Yes.
And he took, that gauntlet, I had to work. There took a lot of, what do you call alliance communication to get things done. I was impressed with how well it went.
Yeah, so I really liked it. I enjoyed it. But those last two nodes, whatever, the bending the rules, and I don't remember what the other one was. But
I don't know. You only got to use one person. It had to be one of the selected characters, and it was, yeah.
Yeah. Those two, I spent way too much time on incorrectly, and finally threw out a question to the Alliance and got a couple of responses. I think, Ian, you said Star-Lord?
I said Black Panther. Panther, it was total success on both of those.
Okay, so it was my brother that suggested Star-Lord against Beta Ray Bill, and that worked.
Okay.
I waited till I got 30 purple, and then fired it off and stole all of the projectiles. The only really big problem was that Bishop kept destroying the projectiles. It took a while for enough to get on screen and just had to time it just right, but eventually got that. And then, yeah, your suggestion of Black Panther on the other one, I was able to pull it off. So, yeah, thanks, because I was picking the wrong people, apparently.
Yeah, I was also struggling at first, and then I took some time to think things through. I didn't realize, I mean, there were so many that were attack and projectile based.
Right.
I think the one that I had the hardest time was getting rid of all of the enemy special tiles off the board.
Sure.
While they had Carnage, I was like, but again, Star-Lord came through. I ended up using, like, someone useless, Star-Lord, and the Hood. I used the Hood's yellow to blow up as many as I could, and then I just fired off that purple star something bad a bunch of times, and he stole everything, and it was good.
Right. Yeah, I was using Kitty because she automatically takes one off the board every time. And then I forget who it was. I think I was using, don't remember. It might have been Polaris. But I stunned Carnage, took as many tiles as I could get off, and then my Star-Lord took away the last four. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's also, yeah, I had to come up with a lot of, I felt, creative solutions because I, you know, don't have a lot of the five-star options that a lot of people have.
Right.
So, for the one where I had to make, because I was trying to make strike tiles at one point, and I was like, oh, surely I got this. I'll just throw in, like, Rocket and Groot and Bullseye, and not remembering that in these puzzle challenges, the enemy side has an unlimited amount of hit points.
Right.
So to actually kill someone with Bullseye to get those strike tiles just isn't happening.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah.
Nope. So I ended up just bringing Magneto, three star Magneto, three star Falcon, and then Wasp. And they made a bunch of projectiles for me, and she switched them all to strike tiles, and I won. That was good times. Wow.
Hey, Patch in the chat says that the aim is that each time they run this, there will be a different set of mechanics. So, like, that first one was all about gaining AP. This one was all about about special tiles.
Yeah.
So, look forward to the next run of this.
I will. It was good. It really taught me a lot about Shuri and four-star Black Panther working together.
Don't call me Shuri.
I also think that even if they rerun them, you know, if they don't have a new one, they rerun, you at least, because each time you're going to have a slightly different team that you can choose from, maybe, depending on your roster, depending on who the required characters are. I don't know. Right.
They can all be solved multiple ways. I really appreciate that.
I'm a huge fan. Even on those two really hard nodes.
Yeah, they really made me work this time. I was pleased. And lastly, three-star Hulk. So more red and green damage. Oh, and if you have his black ability at a 5, it will do more damage to you. Now let's see what we got here in the 4-stars, because we got a lot of good ones, in my opinion. America Chavez is boosted, so the damage that she does with her green and the damage from when she bursts through the multiverse and kicks you in the head also will be increased. She's just an all-around good character. She doesn't get anybody away, and she adds a lot. Everybody's favorite 4-star Juggernaut is boosted. His collateral, his green, does some AoE damage that'll be boosted when he makes a match. Let's see. Good old Agent Coulson. Some of the cavalry tiles that do damage and create strike tiles and whatnot, those will all be boosted in effect. The damage he deals when he swaps tiles with his purple will be boosted. And the passive component of his blue is boosted because it does a little bit of damage. 4-star Thor, Goddess of Thunder, is boosted. She does a real good amount of damage with her red, assuming you have enough charge tiles in place, and she does a tiny bit of AoE damage with her yellow. Both will see a good boost this week. And the two new to be reworked, Silk. She has strike, attack, and protect tiles that'll be boosted, and she does a lot of web tiling and fortifying that'll be boosted. She also does some damage with her all wrapped up. So, oh, and the health burst she gets with her string shot will be boosted. So that is who's boosted. Let's see what I can learn from Samurai. Oh, there's a new release, so you got to move fast and get that new release. Sorry, I should have read ahead. You're going to use America Coulson, Juggernaut. Oh, you've got America Coulson. All the other four. He said Silk's probably super good, but this week you're trying to get the new Colossus. So use the other four guys, and they're all awesome. All right, if that's the gist of it, Thanks, Samurai. I like that advice.
I mean, they are.
Figure out how to use Silk next week. Use these four guys and get yourself a new character this week.
All four of them. I mean, you're looking at them. Like Thor's the weakest?
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's a good week of 4-star boost. Yeah, that's something I can get behind. I wish I had a little more Juggernaut, but I'll get there. All right, well, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Let's head over to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All righty. So, this week, like I said, I got some suggestions, and I'm going to go with one of them because I thought it was really interesting. There's a long explanation, but yeah, we're going to take a look at it. So this week in the Synergy segment, we are going to be looking at using 5-star Professor X, but he's your only 5-star, and you really just need – it's really nice if you have 5 of his black. If you don't – if you have, you know, another type of a build – you might want to think about switching it if you can, but try and get his black, because his black allows him to take less damage for each X-Men member on his team, and enemy red and green powers cost more for every active X-Men. And, as you can guess, he's going to have more X-Men on his team. The other two you're going to want is 4-star Rogue, and you're going to want 5 in her third ability, her yellow. And then 4-star Juggernaut, because yes, he is considered an X-Man, and you're going to definitely want to have 5 in his red. So here you go. This is from Groose, by the way. He says, the best offense is a good defense, so they say, but this team can dish it out as well as take it. Team is designed to reduce damage taken with their passives while still being strong. So you've got Professor's Black, which I already talked about, reduces damage and increases the cost of enemy powers. You've got Rogue's Yellow. If you take her yellow to 5, she takes 50% less damage as long as her teammates are alive. And as she's in front, and she jumps in front all the time. Juggernaut's red means he takes 90% less damage from enemy matches if he's up front, while boosting his damage. So you've got a tank in all three of them. You've got the AP reduction the AP increase for the enemy team. Rogue's green will negate the strongest match damage of whatever the opponent is that she targets. What else do we have? It's especially good on purple, as purple is Professor X's only active power, so double AP there allows him to fire the power more often. You've got some burst healing for your team with his purple. Basically, his purple is so dynamic, you can do whatever you want with it. Juggernaut's green is a passive that does AoE damage whenever he makes a match, so if he can tank some of the colors, you're going to be doing enough damage. And if not, there's enough supports that you can give him a boost to his red and green match damage. So you can use two like Hydra Henchmen, Quinjet, or Shuri's Lab to do that. Team is not necessarily fast, but it should have enough synergy to be fun and a decent survivability. So, yeah. There's also a decent rainbow coverage. There's no active power overlap. So, but you do lack a yellow or black active. But just focus on the other colors. I mean, you've got 4 of them there. Give it a whirl, as Groose says. I think it's an excellent team. I've always liked the idea of taking advantage of the, you know, group-specific enhancements like Professor X's and Rogue's X-Men abilities. So, again, no specific build, just 5 and a few of the powers. So, check it out. Give it a whirl. And thanks, as always, to Unify.
Unify.
All right, let's go old school and open up the game, actually, so we can open up some tokens.
All right.
Ian, you going first?
Yep, I was just scrolling down to find it. See what we got this week. Juggernaut. Oh, close. Professor X. Psychic Convergence.
Who do we have in there now? Didn't somebody just get moved in? Cyclops?
Yeah, Scott's in there.
All right. So I've only got 2, but I'm going to be using all of my command points. I've got like 5 pulls, I think, in command points.
All right, I got six tokens. So whoever.
All right, I'm clicking.
Okay.
My first one is 4-star Nightcrawler. Number 2 is Spider-Man 2099. All right, we're going to use some command points here. Really hoping for a yellow jacket. 4-star Elektra. Next is another 4-star Ghost Rider. I don't know what number I'm on, but it's another 4-star Danny Rand.
Nice. Hi, I'm Danny Rand.
Next to last, I did get a 5. It is a Cyclops, so that'll put him on my roster. That's nice.
Nice.
And finally, my second Cyclops, Phoenix Blast. So,
wow, back to back.
Yeah, 2
back to back fivers.
2 wow. Cyclops. That's nice. So that puts him at a 101. So there you go. I'm all done.
All right. My first click here. Oh, it's purple.
Nice.
It is an Adam Ortlock, Miracle of Science.
Nice.
Number 2 is a bunch of Fiddle Faddle. Then we got a Misty Knight. Ugh, freaking War Machine.
Yes, classic.
The Thing. Old school there.
Ooh, he's a delight.
And a Johnny Blaze, the Ghost Rider. So one decent pull there. Makes my Adam Warlock a 200.
Ooh, that's a popular build.
I was able to champ my Magneto before he went out of there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like the night before he went out.
Yeah, when my 5-stars gets champed, it's always, you know, a complete surprise. I'm like, oh, look at that. All right, well, thanks to the original, This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, is a network of other podcasts that we work together with to broaden your podcasting horizons. You can check us out on our homepage, Soon to Be Named Network, with a complete archive of all our shows, current and past. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good.
Oh no, you caught me in mid-excitement yawn. I'm sorry. No, I'm good. All's well. Thank you.
All right. In that case, everybody work on your beards for next week. We'll start keeping track. Thanks everybody for joining us this week, PuzzleWarriors3.com. Show some comments, suggestions. Willie the mailman is super sad that he couldn't deliver any mail this week. Please send him something. Or if you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, live from New York. It's like now. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.